Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Ketev Pir Halacha. This is the last shiur for, I think, now for a bit of a while. I don't know, because next week there is at the Bayit an evening of inspiration in preparation for Shoshana. Me, Rav Sonnenberg, and Rav Kralkenstein are going to give shiurim, so all invited to the Bayit. I don't know. I hope not. I don't like Zoom. No more siege? Really? I had 15. If I gave 2 to someone, okay, sorry. No trouble. So next we won't have. Maybe I'm Sashmi Tshuva. I'm not really sure.
Maybe
we'll see then.
What? Because of the color you made less.
No, it's not mine. It's the school. It's their problem. So we're learning today an issue, which in my mind is actually very fascinating. I don't know how common it is here in Toronto or in Chutz Lars in general, but in Israel it's extremely common because Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael Chai, everyone came to live in Israel, especially in what's called Gush Dan, Bein Gadera Lechadera, and there isn't enough room. Not everyone has a porch, not everyone has an Amir Pesach Sukkah. Even those who have Amir Pesach Sukkah, so they don't necessarily want to be in the Pesach Sukkah because it fits 2 people, but they have a family of 15 people. So what do? So they build on the street. They go outside, not necessarily asking permission, and they build wherever they can find. They build on the street, on the road, on the pavement, on the... I have one, but... Okay, right. take it. It's fine. I'll manage. I have an older one, which is... but whatever. But anyways, they find places to build. You see here in a few pictures, you have here also headlines saying how dangerous or how annoying these things are. Like, for instance, on the left side, in Kiryat David, I think that's the neighborhood in Rehovot, so the neighbors are complaining that they built sukkahs inside the parking lot, blocking the access to get to the kindergarten, the Gan Yeladim. So is this thing okay? On your right side, you see this crazy, frightening, I don't know how, sukkah, which is built on poles, only for a week. Sorry? It's half-holding. Scaffolding? What is scaffolding? And it poles together. In Hebrew, it's called pigumim. This is not safe. And they say this is Hamarav Parosh, Eskot Israel. And this picture was taken after the son of Meron, the terrible thing that happened in Meron, and also after the tragedy in Karlin, when the paranches fell and people died. So they're saying, what are you waiting for? Look what's happening. You have these crazy things, and it's blocking parts of the road. Can you do these things? Is this okay? Is this not okay? Is it mutter? Is it gezel? Famous joke that everyone says that once a person illegally built a sukkah, and then the city came to him, told him he has to destroy it, and then they gave him 8 days. It's a very nice joke, very nice story. But if it's illegal, so those 8 days isn't yours for the 8 days, but this is illegal, and the penalty is you have to take it off within the 8 days. Is this okay to wait those 8 days? And also, what happens when it actually isn't on the public domain, rather in the private domain? However, it is against the building's bylaws. I gave an example of the Les Chouer in Montreal, 1997, a few families. I believe it was the Buhadana family, and I think it was also the, I don't remember who else, but it's a condo building. Yeah, so it was in Montreal, and they built sukkahs, and at 3 p.m., Sukkot Eve, they come knocking on the door from the city saying, take this away because this is against the bylaws of the condo building, apartment building, the Vat Bayit, whatever. And this apparently took 7 years to be resolved in different courts. I think it ultimately reached the Supreme Court, I think of Canada, honestly Quebec, of Canada, and they had to make the big decision. What trumps freedom of religion or the bylaws of the building? For 7 years they had this huge debate, finally decided the freedom of religion trumps the bylaws of the building. But until then, are you allowed to build a sukkah there? Is it a problem of gezel? Do you need the permission from part of the neighbors, all the neighbors, all the world? Can you maybe also do it in other places like on the fire escape? When it is a bit dangerous, all these things we're going to discuss with Hashem today. Bli neder. One last question, which I'm not sure that will actually reach it, but another question that could come up by having your sukkah in the public domain is that when it's in the public domain, many times a person might be frightened to sleep in that place because it's not in your house, it's not in your backyard, it's there on the street. So I don't know, maybe you're afraid that a car could bang into you, maybe you're afraid that robbers might come by, or halach lemaisa, the question in Bnei Brak for sukkahs, Tavshin Pei Daled, very soon, is that unfortunately, Bnei Brak has more rats than usual recently, and people are afraid to sleep in the sukkah because of the rats. When they're awake, they do shoot the rats. But when they're asleep, the rats are coming. So now that they're afraid to sleep, does it not be a problem for the kash of the sukkah, also when they're awake and eating their... The entire rat situation in Bnei Brak, in my opinion, is one huge, tremendous chil Hashem for numerous reasons. First of all, that the place is so smelly and stinky and dirty. And also, because when the story came up... So first of all, there were stories of children being bitten when they were sleeping. That was fine. Okay, we could handle that. Once they found rats in the Arun Kodesh, and it was taking nibs off the Sefer Torah, then, oh my goodness, there are rats in Bnei Brak, I've got to do something. Which I think is a bit of a problem of values. I mean, of course, Sefer Torah, Arun Kodesh, of course, Kodesh HaKodashim, but you know, also children are Kodesh HaKodashim, and if they're bitten, so they have to also handle that as well. So anyways, let's delve into the sugya, see the fundamentals of the sugya, and also reach B'zal Hashem, Halacha Lemaisa. So first of all, the topic of Sukkah Gzula, this will be more of a lumdus piece that maybe we'll use this lumdus also for Allah Lemaisa. So says the Gemara in source number 1 in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Pezayin Amud Bet. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Keshem She'ein Adayim Otsim Dechavatov Yom Tov Arishon Shechag Belulavo Shel Chavero, Dichtiv Ulkachtem Lachem Vechuli Vechulei, Kach Ein Adam Yotze Edei Chovato Besukato Shel Chavero, Dichtiv Chag Asukot Aselecha, Shivat Abim Mishelcha. Everyone knows, famous halacha, you have to be the owner of your lulav and esrog in the first day, and here in Chusaras, the first 2 days of your lulav and esrog. It has to be under your position. There is a halacha called lachem. It has to be yours, right? Says Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you even more, that not only your lulav and esrog has to be yours, but also your sukkah has to be yours. You cannot be a guest by someone for sukkahs. You cannot host your son-in-law and daughter-in-law, and you cannot go to your in-laws. Why? Because also chag ha-sukkot haseh lecha mishelcha, it has to be yours. And since it has to be yours, says the Gemara, you cannot have a borrowed sukkah for you on sukkahs. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Look, I said we don't hold that way. Of course, you can go and be a guest and host people on sukkahs. Chachamim say no. I agree that there's a requirement of lachem on the arba, meaning you have to be the owner of your arba, your lulav and esrog, and the rava. But sukkah, it's fine because there's a pasuk. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yishuv b'sukkot. All of Amisrael together will be in one big happy sukkah and will be happy together. So in that case, melamed shekol Yisrael ra'uyim leishuv sukkah achat. So why is there a pasuk chag ha'sukkot aseh lecha? What does that mean? Says the Gemara lema'ut gzula, meaning that you could indeed borrow a sukkah, be a guest by someone for sukkahs, but you cannot steal a sukkah. So everyone agrees, sukkah gzula, no good. Sukkah she'ula, machlokas with Blazer and Chachamim, of course, halacha is like Chachamim. Very good. However, it's very hard to find a scenario that there's actually a really stolen sukkah. Why? Because it says the Gemara in source number 2, Tanu Rabbanan, sukkah gzula, ve'amesakech birshut harabim. So says Rabbi Eliezer posel, Chachamim achsherim. Chachamim say, if I build a sukkah in Rishus Harabim, it's fine. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a problem. And also, as the Gemara of Rav Nachman, machloket b'shotokevet chaverot b'tzum v'sukah. And when the Gemara says sukkah gzula, and there's a machlokes, what are we talking about? I'm coming to your sukkah, beating you up, pushing you out of the sukkah, and now sitting in your sukkah. Rav Lezer says, no good. Chachamim say, it's fine. So according to Chachamim, you can build a sukkah in Rosh Hashanah. According to Chachamim, you can also beat up your kud. It's not a hilchos sukkah problem, you beating up your friend and taking out of the sukkah. And why is that? Because there's a concept, very, very important to know in hilchos gzeila, that karka inan exhibit. Land is never considered to be stolen. I could steal your watch, I could steal your kippah, I could steal your clothes, I could steal any of your metalton, because this is yours, and now it's in my hands. But the land cannot be stolen. I cannot take the land, because this is your land. It's right over here. I'm sitting on your land, but I'm not taking away the land from you. And that's kakadan exhibit. Yeah? Masigvul. So that's a separate problem, that you're taking away the person's ability to be there, but it's not, is it gezel? Didn't Rashi say that last week in Parshas Ki Tetzeh? That actually it's two gezel, no. Is it, all right? You know Rashi very well. They're valuing two things, Ki Tetzeh, right? That's also both gzela. So how does Masik Gvul work with that? I don't know, Tzorchiyu. I don't know, Tzorchiyu. Yeah? Oh, very good. So the Shulchan Aruch says it, and that's also Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says, Sukha Gzula Kshira. What am I talking about? I'm talking about if I beat up someone, takaf et chadero, and take out the sukkah. That's a kosher sukkah, because again, the land cannot be stolen, it's fine. Again, you cannot do that, but it's kosher. Because according to Chachamim, you could also borrow a sukkah, so it's fine. Another thing is, also if I build a sukkah with Shusurabim, it's also okay. Even if I steal your wood and now build a sukkah out of it, it's also okay because I'm acquiring it with Shinui Maiseh. This is my sukkah. I have to pay you for the wood, but again, it's mine. However, says Shulchan Aruch, as you're saying, Avalim gezara sukkah sabirosh asfina or birosh agala ve'ashava lo yatsa. If there's a Chabad guy with a truck and a sukkah on it, and I steal a truck, so in that case it's not karka, it's not land, that is indeed a sukkah zul. So an easy example would be, I'm stealing your schach, putting on a schach. I'm stealing your sukkah. Yeah, you have this sukkah that opens up easily, pop sukkah, I steal that, that's for sure sukkah zula, big problem. But building a sukkah with Shusha Rabim, or even in my friend's land, or even beating him up and taking him out of his land, all these things are halakhically fine in terms of gzela, because karaka and non-exilid. Okay? That's the fundamentals of the sugya. Again, so according to Shulchan Aruch, we pass him like Chachamim. Only problem of sukkah gzula is stealing the actual sukkah, stealing the Chabad sukkah on the car, stealing the pop-up sukkah, but building a sukkah on your land, or even sitting in your land pushing you out, all those things seem to be okay. However, the Ritva says, with all due respect, this doesn't make a lot of sense. This doesn't make a lot of sense. I hear it's not really gzela, it's not a big problem in terms of gzela, but still, Kevan Shetakfa Mechaveiro, says the Ritva in source number 4, one of the major Rishonim, Kevan Shetakfa Mechaveiro, Ha'ika Mitzvah Habo Ba'Aveiro. How can you be Yotze the Mitzvah? Okay, in terms of gzula, it's not a sukkah gzula. But still, it's for sure, it's certainly in a vera. If I'm coming to your sukkah, pushing down the sukkah, and sitting inside, for sure there's an vera involved. Yeah? No, please. Wait a second. I stole a Megillah Esther. 2 days afterwards is Purim, I read the Megillah. It's still a problem, because every single second, the Megillah Esther is crying, Beheshiv Sagzela, Beheshiv Sagzela. What? Wait. So what are you saying? Speak in Lamdish, yeah? Oh, okay. So now we're going to see actually a big machlokas. Is Mitzvah Baba Aveira in the Chefza? Or in the Gavra? Is it somehow influencing the item, or is it only regarding the person? Says the Tosfot, he asked the question, if I'm now beating you up, throwing you out of the sukkah, and stealing your sukkah, Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Tosfot gives one answer, we won't get into it, but Tosfot gives one answer, and Ritva doesn't like it. So says the Ritva, I'll tell you a pshat, I'll tell you, Aval HaNachon, I'm in page number 2, Hach, Kevan Delo Kani LaKlal, I never took the sukkah. And it's always considered to be yours. And it's always in your possession, right? This is your land, and the land is in your land. Everything's fine. I'll explain it quickly with the Shari Yosher. Who's the Shari Yosher, by the way? Shari Yosher is one of the famous Rashi Yeshivas of the generation, previous generations, Reb Shimon Shkop. Rishon Shkab says in Shor Yosha, what's pshat? He says, you see from here that Sukkah Gzula, look in the second paragraph in the underlined lines, Biur Dvarav, Nirel Nudati, the Sukkah Gzula, Kivan She'ina Yotza Mirshut Be'aleha, Ein Beze Psul Be'atzmut HaSukkah. When I am, what is the mitzvah about Avera? Is that I take the item of the mitzvah, and now with the item of the mitzvah, there is an Avera. That is mitzvah about Avera, that somehow influences the item. But now, the item is fine, because halachically, this is not gezel, because this is still yours, halachically. However, I'm doing an Avera at the same time. This is not mitzvah about Avera. Let's say I put on tefillin. And while I'm putting on tefillin, I'm just slapping my son all the time. Slapping him, slapping him, slapping him. Am I now not yotze mitzvah tefillin? I'm doing an avera, but it has nothing to do with the tefillin. So in that case, it should not influence the mitzvah of tefillin. It's a bad thing I'm doing this thing. Very bad. Very, no good. But this is not taking the value of the mitzvah. Since halachically I'm not taking away the item of the sukkah, this is not mitzvah of avera. You're doing it at the same time, but it shouldn't influence the chefs of the mitzvah. He says it's not like stealing the schach, because then in the schach itself, the sham, the guf of schach, nasa avera, shetzem yoshu ba'alim. With the schach itself, there was an avera, they took it from your ownership. Now there's a mitzvah avera. So stealing tefillin, stealing a megillah, stealing a schach, all those things are indeed mitzvah avera. Fine. But when I'm not actually stealing anything, and so in that case, the chefza is still fine. I'm a bad person. The mitzvah is still okay. So that's why he explains when I beat up someone and sit in his house, I'm a bad person, but the mitzvah itself, I didn't lose the mitzvah. Because again, I didn't influence the chefza. That is the explanation of Shari Yosher on the Ritva, the Rashba actually says the same thing. Okay? This is a bit of lumdis. We might use this lumdis also afterwards. Not everyone agree with this, that mitzvah b'aveira is necessarily davka on the chefza, because Mikrei Kodesh, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, 60 years ago, there was a collection of Divrei Torah on the Chagim, Mikrei Kodesh, written by the son-in-law of his son, and this son-in-law of his son is Reb Yosef Koyen, Zechar Tzadik Livracha, the father of the current Chevron Rosh Yeshiva, Reb David Koyen. Anyways, so he wrote the Mikrei Kodesh, and Mikrei Kodesh says the following. Why?
Well, if you've stolen a guy's thing, your kavanah is a total joke.
Why? I stole it. I have a kavanah of a mitzvah. I did it a very 2 seconds ago, and now I'm doing a mitzvah. Happens to me all the time. I speak Lashon Hara, and then I go to Davin. Happens all the time. Huh? Happens to me. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a problem, but it's not supposed to take away the mitzvah. Yeah? So the Kriya Kaddish asked the following question. According to Reb Lezer, that says, if I now build a sukkah in your rishus, right? I'm bringing my pop-up sukkah, and I'm just sitting in your land. Says Reb Lezer, there is in the Vera. Asks the Mikrei Kodesh, he brings a sefer called Kapot Marim, and he asks, wait a second, what's the problem? What is the item of the mitzvah of the sukkah? It's the walls, it's the schach. So why is there a problem that I'm now sitting on your stolen land? I'm stealing your land, I'm now sitting on your land with my kosher sukkah. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it is a mitzvah baba avira? That's his question. Okay? So the question is clear? Because the item of the mitzvah is fine. What?
We just said that you can't steal land.
What? No, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, let's say I could steal. So no, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that karka nigzelet. Rabbi Eliezer says, I cannot build a sukkah in your land. So seemingly I stole your land. But who cares? What is the sukkah? The main part of the sukkah, famous Rosh in the beginning of sukkah, is Al Shem Aschach Kuya Sukkah. Or at least I have to have two dafnos, two and a half, and a schach on it. This is the sukkah. I don't need the land. The land is not the chefza of the mitzvah. It's not the item of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the walls and the schach. So why, even according to a blazer, it's a problem. This is the kosher sukkah that happens to be on your land. So there's one cute answer given that Reb Lezer Shitosoi, he says that the sukkos is not zecher la sukkos of the midbar, but there's zecher la anani hakavod. And anani hakavod was all around us. So in that case, also the land itself is part of the chefs of the mitzvah. Cute answer. I don't think it's pshat. But they asked him, that brings him a Krei Kodesh. He says in the name of Afikiyam, he says the psul gzula is not a novikal psul schach, ela chisaronu bekiyum mitzvat sukkah. When I have a sukkah gzula, the problem is not that the chefs of the sukkah became pasul, right? I cannot have a schach made out of fruits. And I cannot have a schach made out of stolen schach. No. The pshat is, this is a kosher schach. This is a kosher sukkah, but there's a problem with kiyum mitzvah. I cannot do an avera simultaneously with the mitzvah. That's how the Bikri Kodesh, the Nima Fikiyam, explains this pshat. Meaning, according to Reb Lezer, what is sukkah gzula? When I'm doing an avera at the same time of the mitzvah, this is already causing problem to, kashrus problems to my sukkah. Okay? So again, this was a bit of a alumnus esoteric mahalach, but now we're going to Maisa. So just to conclude, we have here two options how to understand the problem of a sukkah gzula. Is it the item of the sukkah now puzzle? Or no, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, just me doing an aver at the same time is a big problem. According to Reb Shimon Shkop, it is the item, the chefsa. According to Mikra'i Kodesh, and also Chazonish, in six, and also the red one, right? So also Chazonish, they hold that, no, once you do Nevera while you're sitting in the sukkah, that's a problem. Okay? We'll use that in the future, Bli Neda, but this is an interesting lumdus, and I don't know, shmooze about it with your son in yeshiva, or daughter in yeshiva, I don't know. But anyways, that's the lumdus part of the sukkah. Now let's see what happens to Maise when you have a sukkah and a shesorachim. So again, we said that karka and exelet, there's no problem of guzzle sukkah when you build it in your friend's land. But says the Ramayan source number 7. Nevertheless, although Shukhmel tells you it's fine to kifet chavero, miu lechatchila, says the Ramah, lo yeshev adam besukat chavero shelo midato, kol sheken indato legozla, וכן לא עשה סוכה לחתחילה בקרקע של חברו של דעתו, וכן בקרקע שהיא של רבים. מי הוא בדיעבד? The Ramah tells us that although הלכה למעשה, building a sukkah in the public domain or in your friend's private domain, it's not gezel, לחתחילה don't do it. Don't do it. It's not a good thing to do that. Why? Not really sure why. But don't do it. I mean, it makes perfect sense why, but don't do it. Because it's not the right thing to do. L'chatchila, don't do this thing. The Magen of Ram even adds more, and he says, even if when the Ramah says, b'dieved, it's fine, don't make a bracha on it. And you have to have the mechila of the entire world. He says, even if you have all the people of the city saying to you, you know what, Mr. Man, go ahead and build a sukkah, no good. Because Rishus HaRabim, halakhically, is under the ownership of the entire veldt. And since you will never get the permission of the entire veldt, so this is totally b'dieved, and you cannot make a bracha on this sukkah. That's the approach of Magen Avraham. Yeah? So, I would say that if it's for 2 seconds, so it's like, he's asking, if I put a pop-up sukkah for 2 seconds, like, I'm driving. So, I'm now trying to reach Lakewood. It's an 8.5 hour drive. So, I'm now doing a break. I will not check into a hotel, motel. I'll just stop on the side of the road, have a pop-up sukkah, go to sleep, come back. Is this fine? What? Okay. And he says, and that was last year's year. Reb Chaim also landed and has also a good memory. And he says, well, last year's year. Okay, that's my last week's year. Last year's year. But I would say that if it's only for a few seconds, minutes, hours, or for a day, it's like parking a car. So maybe it's not so bad. I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad. But when you're not putting for full 7 days, and now there's no access to the children's kindergarten as expressed in picture number 1, so in that case, yes, says Magen Avraham. Ramah says, L'chatchila don't do it. Only b'dieved yar yotze. And says Magen Avraham, you cannot even say a bracha on this thing. Very interesting. Now, where does he get this from, the Magen Avraham? So interesting, the Yerushalmi actually seems to say this explicitly, because the Yerushalmi says in source number 9, says the Yerushalmi about a rabbi called Gamaliel Zuga, and he avadli mamatla goshuka. He built a sukkah in the middle of the marketplace. Over Rav Shimon ben Lokish, amar le man shalach. Because as the Magen Avraham says, I need to see that someone is actually giving you permission to do this thing. So says Shimon Lakish, who allowed you, Gamliel Zuga, to build here? If you have permission, it's fine. But without permission, who allowed you to do this? You have to have permission from everyone to give you, to build the sukkah. And Lechatchila, you can't do it, only B'David, it will be fine. Okay, so the Rama is actually learning this thing from the Yerushalmi, and also Or Zera, who is actually the source of the other Rama, brings this Yerushalmi. In page number 3, so there is a Yerushalmi that seems to be contradicting this, because in source number 12, it seems to indicate that there's actually permission to put out on the public domain both a chanukiah and also a sukkah. So there are two ways to actually explain this thing. Option number one, which is the easy one, says that Aruga Sabosim, is that when you have permission, so the mice is fine. So if you have permission from the city, if you have permission from Moshleir, if you have permission from the city, that would be okay. That would be fine. So that's also in the case that you have actual permission for the city, that would be 100% okay, because there's no guys involved. That's why, let's say, when the city of Yerushalayim has this huge sukkah in some kind of plaza, so yeah, they gave permission to themselves. That would be for sure okay, because they have permission from the city. Another chiluk, says Chasam Sofer, which I don't know how much it plays halacha lemaise, but says Chasam Sofer in source 14, he says, I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference is between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, says Chasam Sofer, so for sure all the Jews are nice people, and they allow you to build a sukkah, of course. I am a falgan. I am happy for your success, and you have a wonderful sukkah. I allow it. I need permission of all the non-Jews in the world because we should survive and belongs to everyone? No. Yerushalayim is not for sale, and Israel belongs to us, and the non-Jews cannot forbid us from doing mitzvahs. So according to Chasam Sofer, in Eretz Yisrael, it will be fine because the Jews will allow you, and non-Jews, we don't care about them because they don't have the authority here in Eretz Yisrael to forbid us from doing sukkahs. Indeed, I think I saw in the Mishabur Dirshu, we shouldn't bring it with me, unfortunately. I think Rissin Karelli says, in general, Eretz Yisrael, of course, you can build, of course, because Jews want you to do a mitzvah, they're happy for your success, build the mitzvah, build the sukkah, it's fine, and you have permission from everyone. Yeah, Moshe? Who?
Person which doesn't keep Shabbos.
Mumel.
Okay.
Mumel.
So.
A mumel, yeah. Is a mumel considered to be a... So that's actually the kasha. That's actually the kasha, because we have certain people that for sure are against it, right? You see the headlines in Rehovot, they are clearly against it, and they're not moichel. How can you say that? Yeah, everyone are happy with it. Very good taina. Very good taina. Another kasha that there is on the Rama and the Magen Avraham that said that it is a problem, so it's actually an explicit pasuk in Nehemiah. This is very, very fascinating. I'm also very happy to share this Chasam Sofer and pasuk in Nehemiah. I'll tell you soon why. The pasuk in Nehemiah tells us in source 17 that when Am Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, vayetzu ha'am ve'aviu ve'asu lehem sukot ish al gago uvechatzoteihem uvechatzot beit ha'elokim uvechov sharamayim. You have your Shemus. Please give it back to me, and I'll take care of the Shemus. Uvechov sharamayim uvechov sharefraim. Listen. Says Nehemiah, Am Yisrael were building their sukkahs on the street. They were building it on the rooftop, on the yards, but also on Rechov Shar HaMaim, and also Rechov Shar Ephraim. Ve'asu kol kala shavim in the Shevi, all those who came back from captive, all those who came back from Bavel, sukkot, v'yeshvu basukkot, ki lo asu mimei Yeshua binun. Ken they said Adem Ahu, no one did it, even for the time of Yeshua binun, no one sat in the sukkahs like this, but he simcha gdola. So, Chasam Sofer in source 18 brings from a rabbi called Maharach Alefandri, not really sure who he is. He wrote in a sefer Etz Chaim, and he says, excuse me, Ramah, Yerushalmi, Magen Avraham, how do you deal with an explicit pasuk in Nehemiah? The pasuk in Nehemiah tells you that everyone came and they built sukkahs in the middle of the street. So what's the easy answer? So the easy answer is, so says Chasam Sofer, according to what I said just a few seconds ago, same Chasam Sofer, he says, again, Am Yisrael came back. The non-Jews has no authority to tell us what to do with our land in terms of mitzvos. And Am Yisrael wants to fulfill the mitzvah. So in that case, it will be okay. And now he says something very interesting. He says that's why also it's mentioned that from the times of Yeshua, they never had this kind of things. Why the time of Yeshua? So he says something very interesting. He says that Yesh lechush, see in the third paragraph, Yesh lechush l'Yisrael gufayu. Yesh v'yesh she'en levavam shelem kokach v'enam chokim chokam v'brushut rabim. We have some mumarim, we have some people that, you know what, aren't really happy with others performing mitzvos. Not everyone are wholeheartedly giving away the public domain and do a mitzvah with it. And why did he bring from Yeshua? Because he says, afilu b'imei Yeshua binun yesh lechush lehanal. That you have this concern that maybe the Jews aren't as tzaddikim as we expect them to be. Sharei ever bayam tzara, sharei avar bayam tzara im shevedan, upinchas amar levavon peor adayin lo taharno. So it's mentioned in Chazal that shevedan took with them a pesach, a psalim, and a tzlamim, not tzlamim. They take all the kind psalim. How's it in English? Psalim, psalim. Idols with them when they cross the sea. And also Pinchas, so in Sefer Yeshua, Perekaf Aleph, that I learned this week with my daughter. Amish Roshamayim. People say that it's a Sefer Shemaya, that the Torah that you learn connects together. Me learning with my daughter Yeshua, plus this year, connected together. I think this is Sefer Shemaya. So in Perekaf Aleph, when Yeshua sends away the Shnayim V'chetzi Shvatim that live on the east side of the Jordan, so they built the Mizbeach, and Am Yisrael were sure that they're now starting to be over there with the Zara. So they all come there to maybe fight with them. Pinchas is the leader who's asking them, what are you guys doing? And they're saying, no, Chas Hashalom, we're with you, we're fine, we are okay. And Pinchas says to them that you should know, we can't afford it that parts of Am Yisrael are doing sins, because as he says, Avon Peor Adayin Lo Taharnu, even from the sin of Avon Peor, of Midian and Bilam and all those things, until this very day we're suffering from it. So you see that still people weren't so much tzaddikim. So even back in the time of Yeshua, they weren't so much tzaddikim. That's why even then they couldn't build sukkahs in the streets of Yerushalayim. But now in Nehemiah, Baruch Hashem, everyone are back, and they're tzaddikim, and they love Hashem, and they love Am Yisrael, and everything. So now that we're tzaddikim, we could build a sukkah in the street. Very interesting. He also says practically that in the time of Yeshua, it was a huge, massive amount of people of Am Yisrael, as opposed to the time of Nehemiah, so it's only Dalet Riboy, which means 40,000 people. So 40,000 people is not so crowded. So in that case, they also allowed each other to build sukkahs. Anyways, so we have here a pasuk that seems to indicate that you could build on the street, but nevertheless, maybe that time it was different. Anach kulam tzaddikim, everyone were tzaddikim, and also maybe it wasn't so crowded as it is today. But today, not everyone are tzaddikim, and it's also very, very crowded. So what do we say, halacha lemaisa, today? So halacha lemaisa, poskim aren't very clear about this. In source 19, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chabad, so he says that ein la'asot sukkah lechatchila b'kaka shel rabim. He paskins like the Rama and like the Magen Avram that you have to have permission not only for the people of the town but all the people of the world, because Rosh Hashanah Rabim belongs to everyone. And if you sit in this kind of sukkah, you cannot make a bracha. Maybe because of that, Chabad or Shemakit have their sukkahs on trucks and they drive around. I don't know, because if it's on the karka of Rabim, on the public domain, he says you cannot say a bracha on it. Very, very intense, like the Magen Avram, like the Rama. El Yeraba and Beis Meir, and also Biur Alacha, say Alacha Lemaise, that listen, dire circumstances, you're stuck, you have nothing to do, and it's not really clear why it is actually a big problem, because Kaka and Nixelet. So Lemaise, says the Biur Alacha, Hanohagim, in source 20, Hanohagim Leakel Bazeh, Ein limchot be'adam ki rabu amatirim. Says Biur Alacha, those who are mekel, I will not rebuke them, I will not say anything bad to them, because you have some who are actually mekel about it. And contemporary poskim halacha lemaise, says from Zanurbach, that it seems to be okay if you're stuck. Like if you had a chatchila place to build in your house, that would be the best. But if you're stuck, so you could do that, only if it's legal, I think he says, and also it's not disturbing anyone. Because once it's disturbing, it's not only it's not menshachkeit, which is for sure of a big value, but also halachically, there's no mechila. If you are disturbing people, you know, taking away the entire street or blocking access, so by definition, halachically speaking, you're now actually disturbing other people, they will never be moichel you, so in that case, it will be possible. So indeed, there are many, many times you see places that there's no reason in the world that everyone will be moichel. You see the pictures of the first page. If you have their complaints, they're not moichel. If you have complaints of labor that they have the, how do you call it again?
Scaffolding,
pigumim. So that case, that's for sure dangerous, frightening, and it's blocking part of the street. So people are not moichel. I would say that whoever sits in that sukkah is at most b'di'eved, and his bracha, if he says a bracha v'atala. That's my humble opinion, because it's for sure annoying and disturbing, and people are not moichel that wholeheartedly. Okay? So again, so Rishus HaRabim, halacha l'maisa, if a person builds in the public domain, so although we say that karka nanigzelet, and there is no gezel, and everything's fine, according to the Ramah, and Magen Avram, and Shulchan Aruch Harav, and according to almost every posuk in the world, if this is indeed disturbing, and there's no mechila, so in that case, it will be a problem. So that's why also the joke of the city coming and saying, you have to take this away within 8 days. What's pshat? Does it mean that it's now allowed 8 days, or it's illegal all the time? It's gezel all the time, but we understand that they can't take it away so quickly, so you have 8 days. What's pshat? I don't know. What do you think? What? No, if it's gezel, in gezel, nafkamina would be, can you say a bracha? I don't know. So are they saying this is now yours for 8 days? Or they're saying, listen, this is not allowed to begin with, but you have until 8 days to get it away, until we find you. Why? Because it was 8 days as opposed to 2 weeks or 5 days?
As opposed to just the 2 days or so. Usually that's a strange.
No, because okay. Yeah, and if it's a week. Yeah, we can take it down. If the man of the city came and he said, you have 8 days, wink, wink, so in that case, maybe you're right. But if he says, okay, the standard is 7 days, so actually this is illegal to be here, so I don't know. I don't know. I personally think it's a problem, but maybe I am not no gag, because Baruch Hashem, I have a fancy driveway with a sukkah on it, so I don't feel so much of a, yeah.
Normally when you have a loan that's due, and you know you're going to have to pay that in 10 days, 30 days, $1,000.
Milvelo, it's a nitna.
So does that mean all I have in my bank account is $1,000, so I'm not allowed to use that money because I have, it's going to be owed in a month and I know I'm going to have to get money? No, it's in yours. So usually when somebody says you have until such a day, even though you know it's coming,
I had friends asking a fine question. Let's say I sit, I park in Yerushalayim in the black, in the blue and white areas where I'm supposed to pay 6 shekels for an hour. At least when I was in Israel, six shekels for an hour, and that's me paying for the parking. Let's say I didn't pay. So now, do I owe them the city money? Is it gezel?
You just made 6 shekels.
Oh, so that's
a ticket.
What?
That's
So I did. So the ticket would have been 100 shekels. When I said an hour passed, no inspector came. I was fine, and I didn't get anything. So, do I owe the city 6 shekels? I don't know.
I think so
as well. I think because they're saying, listen, if you want to sit here, so I say the same thing here. This is illegal. We're not allowing you. Have no permit to stay here for 7 days. We want to punish you, but listen, we are mensch. We're not going to punish you until you take it down for 7 days.
I don't agree. Why would you have to pay?
Okay, that's a separate sugya.
We're hoping that you don't pay the 6 shekels. So we charge you
on. Okay. So I hear it. Could be. Okay. Since this shir is going on by your Torah, I don't want to discriminate. I'm not discriminating, to frame you. So, yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so again.
Usually, when they give you 8 days, this is your, they gave it to the rebuild that fires. It's ours, but it's dangerous. If I would build in the city property, then you may take away right away.
Not always. I don't know. Fire escape in a second.
Yeah.
In source 21. Okay, so in general, public domain, big problem. What happens when you build in your private domain, but it's illegal? If you want to now build a sukkah in Le Sanctuaire in Montreal, this is against the bylaws, it's against the laws of the city. It's the bylaws of the condo, I agree. But the law of the state is, of the country, you have to follow the bylaws. That was the big thing. So what happens there is a gezel at that time. So the one who discusses it is Rav Yitzchak Zilber Shel Shlita, and he says in source 21, he discusses Kshehashultot osrim livnot sukkot b'ir pasot mishum shemechavim chazut bnei ha'ir. The city, for instance, tells you cannot build a sukkah because they say it's now ugly, right? We want to have a beautiful city, and now that you have sukkahs in different colors, and not necessarily the way that we want the city to be presented. So he has the entire Malhalech. He tells us that Rishus Sarabim is a problem, but what happens when it is in your private domain? So he starts discussing Dina de Machusadina. Dina de Machusadina. And he also says, some say that Dina de Machusadina is totally irrelevant here. Why? Because Dina de Machusadina is only things which is for To'elat HaMelech. Things that are for the benefit of the king. Taxes. The king wants to be rich, or the government wants to have money. That is already things that has something to do with the government. But here, it's how you conduct yourself in your private house. Could be that Din of Chus HaDinah doesn't apply there. And even if it does apply there, according to Rishon, who said that it does apply even to things you do in your house, he says, listen, Din of Chus HaDinah cannot tell me what to do against Torateinu HaKedusha. Even though we say that Din of Chus HaDinah could tell me, yes, pay the taxes and also don't build the things on your porch, but things that are against Torateinu HaKedusha, Din of Chus HaDinah doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, you could build the sukkah on the milpeset. That's what he wants to say. Yeah? No, it's Gezel. No, you have the Ramah. Easy. You can't do that. Magen Avram. It's a bracha v'tolo.
It's not against your turn. Build it on your property.
I don't have a property. I don't have a sukkah. This is my house. I can do it either here or in the public domain downstairs. That's even worse because that's the Ramah. This is my porch. It belongs to me. It's under my name. So I'm doing something against the bylaws? So the bylaws could go, I don't know where. But if they're preventing me from doing a mitzvah, so it's against the Torah. By the way, in the Lex Sanctuaire case, so they brought two expert witnesses about Jewish law. And I don't really get the rabbi that went there. One rabbi said, we're talking about if they have to now build a sukkah someplace else, it's mitzvah. Part of the sukkah, they have to walk until they get to the sukkah. It has to be the public area. It's a big mess. Mitzvah, part of the sukkah. Halachically, I'm not sure he's right, but he wanted to help the fellow Jew. The other witness, he was halachically right, but he was actually doing bad things for the fellow Jew. He's saying, no, it's not mitzvah potum the sukkah. A person has the obligation to walk to his sukkah, so it's fine. There's no halachic problems of having a sukkah elsewhere, and it can, and there's no halachic requirement to have the sukkah in the porch. I don't know if I would have gone there to say that testimony, but whatever, that's what happened. But anyways, if this is my way to do the mitzvah, the best way. So yes, so this is, yeah, it's a mitzvah. Rav Eliashiv, his father-in-law, Rav Zilberstein's father-in-law, says differently. And he says a tremendous chiddush, tremendous chiddush in my opinion. He says, Rav Eliashiv, in the end of source 21, in page 5, he says, I think it's fine to build there, in the porch, but he says, Sha'aldit marichomi, marana grish Eliashiv shlita, tzecha tzadik tivrocha. And he says, "Kevan shebli yishum ha'shultonot, without permits and the permission of the government, you cannot build these buildings. So all what they allowed you to build, the building, was under the condition that you're following our rules. You want to build a building? No problem. You have a few rules, and some of those rules is to follow the condo rules, the bylaws of the condo, and to make sure that this will not make our city ugly. So now that I'm doing something which is against the bylaws or against the rules of the city, I'm now retroactively stealing the building. Because the building itself, I was allowed to build it only under these conditions. Now that I'm violating these conditions and these terms, so I'm now actually stealing the building. This entire building was built illegally because I'm doing things against what I was actually permitted to do. So he wants to say the entire building now is gezel. You stole the building. You have a kosher sukkah, but now the building is stolen. That's what he wants to say. Yeah.
One was that they were arguing that the guys who put out the sukkah, that they believe object or subject to care. The mitzvah is only the time that they build their own sukkah, not use a
okay.
So, and that was one of the arguments that the Rabbana.
Is it really? Okay.
And then the judge actually, he had a whole meeting with.
There was a first judge, a second judge. I think the same judge says that he can. Interesting, okay.
And the second thing was the reasonableness. And this is a question, like, I mean, to what extent does the enforcement have to be reasonable and not arbitrary? Like, if you have a board that is. Doesn't like Jews, and they're trying to,
So I'm sure they didn't claim we don't like Jews. They said that the sukkahs are ugly. That's what they're saying.
Is that a factor that you can stick into the law? So
okay, so we're not boichin klaus v'lev, and we don't know if the neighbor really says this is ugly or he's just anti-Semitic. We don't know it, so we can't. I don't know. But anyways, he wants to say, you're stealing the building. Very big chiddush, in my opinion.
That's an apartment building. What about your own house?
Same thing. Because your house wasn't supposed to be built without, unless you follow the conditions and terms of the city. But now they're doing things against what the city allowed you to do. So it turns out this entire building was one big gezel.
Okay,
so. Gezel. Oh, very good. So this is dependent on what? This is dependent on Reb Shimon and Reb Tzvi Frank. Very good. I'm trying to say that. Very good. Very good. Same machlokas or similar machlokas appears in verses 22 and 23. Ohel Yosef, I don't know who that person is, but Evan brings him in this case, and Reb Ephraim Griblatt, and they discuss building a sukkah on the fire escape. The fire escape. I don't know how it's really built, the fire escapes. So apparently part of the fire escapes are actually considered to be yours. Is that possible? Or is it?
No.
No? So I don't know. So he says, oh, Yosef, that it's gezel. And even if it's not gezel, like he says it's like the Ramah, building on someone else's land, which is no good. And also he says, at the same time, you're doing the Veira. You're doing the Veira of Nishmatim Me'olim of Shoseichim. Now there's a hazard. If Chas Shalom, there'll be a need to run away. So now you're blocking it. Every second this sukkah is built, you're doing an Aveira.
You can't build a sukkah.
What?
Where are you going to build a sukkah? You're building it on your house, and that's it, it's also, right? You have a house, it'd be also, because you're only allowed to build so much.
You have to make aliyah.
You
have to make aliyah or rent the permits in Israel for $40,000. Yeah? So, anyways, I hear. Ah, that's how it is. And it's yours privately? Like, it's yours privately?
No, but it goes out there. It's similar to what we have a fire escape here. If you look at
it, yeah.
It's a landing. So you have a landing, then you go down.
Uh-huh.
In and out of that. So,
I don't know.
Only people that can do it is the guys that are on top.
So I don't know the Metzias too well, unfortunately. But all Yosef says, it's mitzvah b'aveira, it's karka gzula, everything's a gezel, and you're doing an aveira of v'nishmatim, of shiseichem, all the time, you're not yotzim. Rebbe Ephraim says, see the last six lines, he says, ma dimion, hagei fire escape nishar shelo. So apparently he says that it belongs to you for some reason, the fire escape, I don't know. Rak ha-malchus oser la'amid shem shum davar. The malchus, the government, so they tell you not to do but their things. Okay, so you're a bad citizen. But since it's still yours, so in that case, ha-makom shelo, it's still your place, it's your land. Ein b'yad ha-malchut koach ha-kachat mimeno, v'gam ein b'rtzman ha-kachat. They don't want to take it away from you. They're not saying, okay, bring us back your fire escape. So in that case, mekayim mitzvah sukkah im he-mid sham. So he says, you're a bad person. You're doing damages and you're doing very dangerous stuff. But at the end of the day, the sukkah is in your possession, in your karka, in your authority, in your domain. So in that case, it's fine. So seemingly, one would want to suggest, maybe the machlokas here, Rav Eliyashiv, or Yosef, Rav Zephraim, is all the same machlokas that we said before regarding sukkah gzula. Shari Yosha said that sukkah gzula is only on the cheftza. So here, in the case of your house, so the sukkah is your sukkah. The sukkah is kosher. It has your walls, your schach. Everything is good. I don't care that at the same time, you're still in the building. I don't care that at the same time, you are doing a nevera of a nishat mod shaseichim. That's the approach of the Shari Yosher. And maybe also give us a frame. But Ol Yosef and Ol Yoshev, they say that since at this moment that you're building the sukkah, you're stealing the building, or you're doing a violation of Nishvat Mod Nosheseichem, so since at this moment you're doing an Aveira, this is already a problem of sukkah gzula, and it's a problem of the kiyum of the mitzvah, so the sukkah might be kosher, but now you're doing an Aveira of Gez at the same time, this is a problem. Cute, right? It could go together. Very nice. So what we saw until now is that building a sukkah in the public domain, if it's the public domain, big problem. If you're stuck, so we're supposed to say, if it's in Israel, and it's not blocking anyone, so for sure people will not be machted about it, it could be okay. But chatchila, of course, don't do that. And if it's in your private domain, but against the bylaws, so this is already machlokas, Rav Eliyashiv and his son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, and Ohel Yosef and Rav Zephraim, that when you're doing the Aveira at the same time, simultaneously, is this a problem? Everything is clear?
Problem.
Yeah.
Violence.
Yeah.
When they did this, that was the final census.
Yeah.
They exchanged after many years. They said, oh, you can't do anything. They may not have thought about it the moment they gave the permit to build the house.
No, but they can say, et asher po imanu ayom, et asher inenu po imanu ayom. Whoever is coming, you have to follow bylaws. Also, that can happen in the future. Today. So you're saying that the rest is double shalom. Okay, I hear. One final halacha, and we'll finish this today. What happens when you build a sukkah in a place that you cannot sleep there? So, very, very quickly, if you build a sukkah in a place where you cannot sleep there, right? Because the mitzvah of sukkah is also to eat, also to sleep. Many of us don't do that, especially in Chutz Laaretz, but the mitzvah should be that we should actually sleep in the sukkah. The Rambam says in source 24, mitzvah potter in a sukkah, and what is mitzvah if you have their wind or flies? So in that case, you're fine. But, says the Rambam, ein la'asot sukkato lechatchila b'makom hareach o haruach v'lomar mitzvah. I cannot now build my sukkah in place and say, you know what, I can't be here because there's a smelly place. Listen, you build a sukkah next to the garbage can, so of course it's smelly. Or you're building it next to the nest of the bees, next to the beehives, so of course you can't be here. But build it in the proper place where you can eat, where you can sleep, and that will be okay even afterwards if the bees come afterwards. Okay, so you have to build the sukkah in a place where it is ra'ui for everything. And says the Rama. Says the Rama, אם עשה מתחילה במקום שמצטער באכילה או בשתייה או בשינה, או שאי אפשר לעשות אחד מהם בסוכה, אינו יוצא באותה סוכה כלל, אפילו בדברים שלא מצטער. If you now build a sukkah in a place which is okay for eating, but not okay for sleeping, because you have raccoons around you, it's not safe enough, and you're afraid of the skunks and the raccoons and the foxes and whatever. So in that case, even for the achila, says the Rama, it's not kosher. Because you're lechatchila building a sukkah, where the place where you cannot sleep, that's the Rama. So according to that, what?
According to that, no one's
going to be
able to get their neighbor.
Why?
Because there are skunks.
Wait, and that's the reason you're not sleeping?
That's a big reason why people don't sleep.
Okay, so hold that thought. So according to this Rama, see in source 28, it's an article from the website Chadrei Charedim, and they have pictures that because of the rats in Bnei Brak, another reason why not to build in the public domain, because people are afraid to sleep there because of the rats. So rats, you can't even yotze there even by eating, because the sukkah was built in a place where you cannot sleep with chatchila. So according to this Rama, you cannot even be yotze there even for eating. That's what the poskim want to say. But on the other hand, I was a few years ago in a shir of Rabbi Moshe Weiss. I don't remember what the shir was about, but I said to him this Ramah, and he said to me, but there is the Mishneh Berurah who says in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, in source 25, Sif Kotem Kaf, says Mishneh Berurah, Yesh ma'achronim shecholkim al zeh, ודעתם אף לחתחילה בוודאי אין הסוכה הזו שיכולים בכל הדברים. לחתחילה, of course, have a sukkah which is good for both sleeping and eating. Of course, לחתחילה, do that. מכל מקום, בדיעבד, יוצא בידי חוד אכילה, כיוון שלאכילה אין מצטב. But בדיעבד, if a sukkah is kosher only for eating, not for sleeping, בדיעבד, it is okay. And said to me, Rabbi Moshe Weiss, this is also halacha lemaisa. Like this Chacham Tzvi. Haraya, he says to me, Chutz Laretz. Haraya Chutz Laretz. Why? He says, you live here in Yerushalayim. Wake up, man. There's a whole world out of Yerushalayim. And people in Toronto, in New York, and many other places around the world do not sleep in the sukkah because it's impossible. What can they do? It's very cold, and there are many animals, and there are a bunch of reasons why that people, Levites, cannot sleep there. And yet, this is a sukkah. So, Puk Chazi Ma'am Adavar, just go outside and see the meaning of the world, and see that the meaning of the world is actually to be so Mechnes Chacham Tzvi. So, if you want, for some reason, to be in Bnei Brak for sukkahs, and you want, for some reason, to have your sukkah be in the public domain, this is the least of your problems, the mice, because you had the Chacham Tzvi. All the problems might be, as we mentioned before, and it might be a problem of Gezel. Wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful evening.